He just kind of sits there at his computer in his basement for hours and hours and hours and hours, dancing in his underwear, and, you know. And then he emails me the track, and I start crying.
Moto Pony's frontman Daniel Blue really doesn't have much to cry about. Together only 2 years, the band's already got a stunning album and fans who are begging for more. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Moto Pony comes from the Seattle-Tacoma area, but you may well say they hail from the dreams of frontman Daniel Blue. A singer-songwriter with a penchant for mythology and magic, Blue had a sheltered childhood in the woods of the Northwest that inspires his creativity to this day. He met producer Buddy Ross at a dinner party in Tacoma 2 years ago, and their musical partnership just clicked. Though Blue had grown up listening to Cat Stevens and Neil Young, the band started making music that was just as influenced by Ross's love of electronics and 70s soul. Now Moto Pony has created a lineup of songs that range from folksy electropop to rock and R&B. Throw in a couple of gorgeous ballads and you have their impressive and diverse eponymous debut. They recently came into Studio A to play a few tunes from it and chat with FUV's George Evans about their music. Moto Pony's got an interesting approach to tuning, which guitarist Brantley Cady explained.
It depends on the song, but the guitar just has three E strings on it, three low E strings, and Daniel is responsible for that. He has a unique way of playing a guitar.
Cool. Very cool. Now, you picked up guitar late in life. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I picked up was broken to begin with, but I'm a firm believer in that you believe in what you have in front of you, and you're grateful for it. And so, you know, I just made that thing work, and it evolved into that bizarre instrument that Mike is playing. Mike is a phenomenal electric guitar player, and we're really underutilizing him. But as we're writing more songs, he'll be able to shine brighter and brighter.
Well, you give me hope, because I have yet to pick up a guitar and I want to, so maybe...
Yeah,
know.
Just break one.
I am a sinner, baby, I am a deceiver. I am so selfish and so proud. There is no question, mama, I need to be delivered. I'll never get in if I'm afraid of coming out.
Buddy and I and also Forrest were raised extremely religious, and so weren't exposed to a lot of like what was happening in, you know, pop culture necessarily. Our parents were trying to shelter us from the big, bad, evil world. So then when I discovered music, I didn't have a lot of this ideas of my friends influencing what it was I was allowed to like or not, you know, based on how I dressed or, you know.
Right, right.
So I have a voracious taste in music. I like Philip Glass. I like Cat Stevens. I like Neil Young. I like Pink Floyd. I like Daft Punk. I like, you know, and Buddy's the same way. He listens to classical music. I think we all have a built-in idea that music is, it's an event. It's not a style or a fad. It should be something that is open to whatever expression that you have.
I've been looking for the king of diamonds, but I guess the queen will do. I've been looking for the king of diamonds until the dealer gave me you. You got everything together. You got everything I want. You got sharp and sparkling pleasure, bleeding from the middle of your palm.
That's Moto Pony with King of Diamonds and Seer, songs from their self-titled debut album. Take 5 produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.